just your reaction to taking over the wide receivers?
Oh, extremely excited. I mean, you know, I've got a chance to coach 7 or 8 years before I got here, and I love it. It's who I am. It's what I want to do. And to get a chance to get back and have a room again, I'm, you know, very thankful, you know, to be able to do it here in Green Bay. But just excited to get back with a group of guys, no doubt about it.
Luke, is as you look at last year and moving forward to next year, what do you think the group is capable? What's your main focus?
Oh, I mean, my main focus is just to make sure I can get the best out of every single one of those guys, whoever's in that room. That's the main focus. Last year's last year. I know a lot of guys want to, you know, take another step and get back to maybe the way where they were or where they've been. But it's just my job is just to help each and every single one of those guys get to, you know, their peak.
Is part of that being able to focus primarily on the one position? I mean, you know, Alex, not that he did a bad job last year, but you've got two positions, and while they're very symbiotic, mm-hmm. they're not the same thing.
I mean, I'm sure that'll help. I mean, that's one of the things that I look forward to is being able to be with each and every individual more maybe than they have had last year. But this offense, the way this thing runs, it's through the quarterback. And so them being in that room is a good experience, I think, for them. You know, and we're gonna build on that. We're not gonna run away from that. We're just gonna have, you know, a little bit different setup, and I'm gonna be able to be there for each individual a little bit more.
Nice to hear that they went to bat for you, trying to, you know, suggest that you'd be a good. Obviously, part of this job is building relationships, and you've kind of done that so far.
Sure. I mean, yeah, it's obviously flattering anytime someone will go to bat for you. But I think, you know, when I got here, my goal was to put my head down and go and work and show the guys that, you know, that I will work and that I'm here for them. And then I'll do whatever I have to do to help each guy, you know, play their best and, you know, have those guys do that. That was, you know, that's awesome. But hopefully they're saying a lot better things as we go down the road, you know, about how I help them individually.
You know, very often they're some fans or something will say, well, did a guy play this position? Did he? And we see, you know, Alex coaching wide receivers or mm-hmm. somebody else coaching running backs or Edgar Bennett coach the wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
Is coaching just coaching? And essentially you've got those principles and it doesn't really matter which position.
Sure. I mean, I think any coach can, you know, to have some kind of background in any of that position helps. But, yeah, I mean, getting the most out of your players is demanding and making people accountable. And that's the starting point. You know, that's where my focus will be right away.
What were those things that you learned from having an opportunity to be a coordinator at such a young age, even if it was at a different level than where you are now?
I think it's some of the, you know, kind of builds off what he just said. You know, learning how to coach. I was 23 years old, you know, turning 24 to be a coordinator. I didn't really know what I didn't know. And you get put in a lot of different situations in that role, especially at a small school like I was at. There was only two or three of us on offense. And so I had to coach a bunch of different positions and have a bunch of different meetings and putting plans together. So it was a great experience. I wouldn't trade that in for anything. I think I might have been one of the biggest growths I've ever had in this coaching profession was, you know, at such an early age for sure.
Luke, you look at the situation last year with the injuries and so forth, but with the emergence of Jared and Jeff late in the season and getting Jordy and Ty back healthy, that thinness at wide receiver gets pretty deep pretty quickly, doesn't
yeah.
it? Are
I mean,
you excited about that and get those guys back?
Absolutely. I mean, first of all, that group right there, you know, they worked their tails off and, you know, I'm going to ask them to do a little bit more and hold them even more accountable now. But I'm excited. There's going to be competition in the room, and I'm excited about each and every one of those guys. I think, like you said, you know, those young guys, they got a lot to learn still, but, you know, they made you excited here in the last couple weeks of the season.